Welcome back. Oh, no.
Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast.
Wow. Can you do it?
Yeah,
I just did it.
No.
But when we roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast.
Yeah.
We're back again. We are your hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We got JD.
Hey.
We got Jared.
Wow.
We got me.
Another one.
And then today we have
the
A very special guest. We have the one and only Kevin.
Wow.
Kevin.
Can we insert him like a...
I need labels.
Wow.
I need labels.
The welcome I deserve, honestly. Truly. I feel so welcome.
Yo, why you do that to Kevin,
bro? That was iconic.
I'm sorry.
It was great, honestly.
I'm sorry.
I was about to demand the claps and they were handed over, so... I was like, wow, no applause.
Starting off with a bang.
Just add it to the invoice.
Oh. Listen, it's just going up from here.
So I know you guys see my lovely shades here. They were a gift from Kevin.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Wait, just for you?
Just for me, though.
Yes, oh. just for
It was a chapter in our
class. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was pre-us.
Yes. Pre-us? Yeah.
It was pre-us. Yeah. These glasses predate this show.
That's fine. That's
it's
fine.
Just for me.
Oh, otherwise, I'm sure Kevin would have definitely.
Listen, the next time, I may.
Okay.
I'm trying to be that
after,
friend.
After that entrance that we just gave
yeah.
him.
Yeah, you deserve the glasses,
I'm not getting
shades.
Yeah.
So, listen, Kevin is one of the best makeup artists out there.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
If you've seen any of Shan's work, you've seen Kevin's work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You worked with the Isley Brothers.
I did. Hey. Yeah. Yes. I just did the music video and the versus battle.
Yeah. Very so nice. Let them know, you know, look, if you guys want to get your face done, you know where to go. You know the lingo.
Pull up. Come on.
Wow. Listen. You watch with the sound on. Good for you.
What?
I mean, why you scroll? I'll take it.
Oh,
they can't hear
this. You lost me. I looked at you to see if you caught it, but
you didn't catch it. When you're scrolling on the Turbo Thought, Fashion Nova Girls.
Oh,
I just thought you look. I didn't think you listened.
Not Turbo Thought.
Boom, boom, boom.
Why they gotta be Turbo Thoughts?
Okay.
Some of them have doctorates.
Oh God.
Name one.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go. He's
where they at though.
I don't pillow talk.
Oh, here we go.
Wow.
Well, on Enjoy the Podcast, we pillow talk. All right? At least I do.
Yeah.
So
I've seen an episode or two.
Yeah.
I overshare.
Yeah.
You crossed the line.
I overshare. Well, do you want to overshare today?
I mean, I'm here for it.
The first question I want to ask you.
Well, hold on. He didn't even get to drop his info.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, please.
Tell the people about yourself.
Hey, everyone. My name is Kevin Wade. I am a celebrity makeup artist from Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on everyone. Kelly Rowland, Tina Knowles.
Talk your shit.
Everybody. Literally. Head to toe. Tinashe, every single person in LA, I feel like. Yeah, I'm just here to answer some questions with y'all.
Hey, so we usually would do a toast right now.
Oh, it's a whole announcement.
We're not doing a toast?
No, we're not going to do a toast.
Tell him why.
I am not drinking right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did say that earlier.
Yeah, I'm not drinking right now.
I toast without alcohol all the time.
Yeah, but that's bad luck.
Things are going pretty well for me right now. So.
He said, speak for yourself.
No.
We make our own luck around here, baby.
Right. Well, I am as me being a drinker, I will not toast.
Fair enough.
Without some alcohol.
Okay.
Well,
we could do a pound.
Respect that.
We could do a pound.
Hey. That's fine.
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
We still want our show.
No, definitely.
We do.
So, all right. I'm probably going to get shit for asking this. Because it's a little off the deep end.
I already got a little nervous.
We're not warming up?
Jared's going to spin some shit.
Are we not warming up?
All right. You want to ask a warm-up question?
No foreplay?
Mr. Foreplay.
How about this? Y'all ask the question, and then I'll come in with the deep one. Later.
Okay.
No pun intended.
What? Wait, what's the question?
What do you mean? Wait, what?
We don't have the things. I don't have the script.
I thought we had the.
I thought we were all good and flow and just let it ask the question.
Okay. Oh, we're just questioning Kevin right now. This is we're just an examine.
We have Kevin
right, but I thought right, Kevin right, was here to right, answer right, questions.
What? Okay, we're having I'm a little confused. Technical right, difficulties. I don't know what's going
on. I'm sorry, Kevin. We're usually
when I did the powwow before we started recording, did I not make that clear, Kevin?
I'm just here as a friend.
No.
Don't drag Kevin into this. No, this is you can't drag. That's not fair.
What did you guys hear?
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
I said that too, but then I also said we're going to talk to Kevin a little bit.
Okay, I'll be back when you guys get it. Tell
you So, Kevin, how long have you been doing makeup?
that is so boring. We cannot right, even
that's
just...
That's what I'm saying. So, do you guys want to go off the deep end or nah?
Just go.
I guess we got to go off the deep end.
All right.
We don't have a choice.
Like, we're supposed to be helping the people.
Okay, we're already judging. We're not gonna ask Kevin any questions. No one's ever made Jared nervous before on an episode.
Yeah, so. I have that energy.
Must be
Wait,
something
you
you're
think
giving
I'm
up.
Nervous? I was He's gonna not, ask oh, the question.
Okay. He looked thrown out.
I was gonna ask the question.
He looked thrown out.
Okay.
I was going to ask the question, but you guys made me feel bad. And then the question I was going to ask was going to be out of pocket. And so if I would have asked it after you guys gave me shit, then I would have got double shit.
Why do I already have a feeling your out of pocket question is not going to be remotely out of pocket?
What?
Let's find out.
Well, now we're going to find out.
In your experience.
Mm-hmm. Pitch the silence. I literally heard like a fly
LA,
fart.
In LA. Wait. Let me finish. Okay. In LA.
Yes.
Do you come across.
Uh-huh.
A lot of down low men.
You know that's not a tricky question.
What?
That's a yes.
Okay.
That's a smooth one.
In LA for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my question
wasn't
out of pocket.
You don't even have to go far.
Then.
We could
my, my
on the
question
box.
Was out of pocket then. All right, my question wasn't out of pocket.
There's a DL man right there.
I got a question about from the post the posting on social media thing. Yeah, hold on.
Posting on social media thing.
All right. I love the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm in the middle of watching Enjoy the Podcast, the episode about posting your significant other on social media. Now, I have both a comment and a question. Okay, so what do you think about a significant other posting their couple picture on the other's social media without their permission? And what do you think about if that person gets upset once you post it? And also... I'm in a relationship, and this person never posts this. Mind you, we take pictures together, but we'll post the ones they took, let alone from the same event or trip. But a year down the line, he still had old pictures of his exes. His response was, he's not sure of us. But he was the one cheating on me and said those females he didn't have to second guess, and I know it's not true from the stories he told me. I honestly don't think he would have ever posted a picture of me on social media. I used to post him, but after the day he got upset when I posted our holiday pictures we took on social media, I took down all the pictures of us and never posted again. What is your feedback on the situation?
He's one of those people with a second family, and that's a fact. He got one around the corner.
You want your water? I think you're gonna need to drink up for this one. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your feedback.
Thank you. No, he's
Thank
got a family.
You so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, he literally has a family around the corner. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And
oh.
They need to beat his ass.
Yeah.
And that's on the Bible.
Look.
Uh-oh. Say it with your chest, Jay.
The writing was on the wall.
Destiny's Child.
If you guys are taking photos together and he's only posting the ones with him by himself...
Mm-hmm.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Mm.
By under any circumstances, it is not okay to go in there and post it out of spite because you're mad that he's not posting you.
Posting it out of spite on her page.
On his page.
Oh, okay.
Under any circumstances, that is not okay. Break up with him. He is an asshole.
Yeah.
But it should never get you to the place to doing things that is not in your character. I don't think that that's what you wanted to do. That doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel great. It's going to cause a weird friction between you guys. Just let it go. It's you going in there and doing that is not going to make it better between you guys. It does nothing. Mm-hmm. It does absolutely nothing other than making it even more weird than it already is.
Mm. You know what, though? I wonder, I've always wondered why being posted on social media is always just such a big
thing. It's a big deal. Yeah.
It's decoration.
For so many people, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like if he doesn't post me on Instagram, that is not my.
Because we only post things that we care about, especially if you're an active user. Hmm. If you're an active user, if you're not posting me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know that you're trying to hide me.
Right.
What if you're in the story?
If you're in the story, if you're in the story, mm-hmm. then that's cool.
Did it say how long they were together?
He said it was a year.
Dude, you're going right in the story. A year is nothing. You're in the story.
A year?
Yeah.
Story. Dang. How long do you have to be with somebody to post them, Kevin?
It depends what you look like.
Enjoy the
podcast. It really counts.
No, here's the thing.
Like, so I don't want to post you, and my followers start going down.
No, but social media is a weird thing that we value.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it is real and it is here.
See, the difference is, like with me, if you have celebrity clients, whatever, I don't care if they post or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's always the person with like a lower following or whatever. Mm. It's like, post me. Fuck you. You post me. You post you. You post you first.
You post
you
first.
Yeah. You don't even post. And you want to be on my page?
Yeah.
Get your life right.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You're not sleeping with that person though.
You're in the story at the top.
Wow.
And story. We're sliding the Paris filter.
Story is where you live.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, to each his own. If it doesn't matter to you, then that's fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? If it doesn't bug you, but for a lot of us out here, if we're together, we're sleeping together, we're exclusive, we're having a good time.
It's a year.
Wow.
You don't think a year is a long time?
A year is a long time, but it's not. A year is not a long time. Hmm. It's not that long.
Okay, so follow up question.
Yo, that's immediately. A long time. Time
out. Hold on. A long time.
I mean, okay, if we're talking about the actual like the page.
Yeah.
A year? I don't know.
You might go in the story.
Okay, so what happens
might
if
be a fair
you get your ass
time.
In the story where you belong?
Up and see.
You know
okay.
Your ass belongs
so
in the story.
if we're together and I post you.
Yeah.
That's not you're
depending on what the photo looks like.
You still you can choose.
Okay. It would depend.
On what?
If I like the photo. What's going on with us?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fair. And what you look like.
I mean, but all those things are factors into, why that person might feel that they're not valuable.
Right.
I'll post you when I'm ready. Don't tell me when to post you.
No, totally, totally. But like for me, I said this on the last one, like when I didn't post my little things.
Yeah.
It was because I had a little thing on the side that was still watching my stories.
A year doesn't mean we're so super serious.
No.
That's not what a year means.
That's a long time.
That's a very long time.
It's a big time.
I proposed after a year.
But you knew. Some people know things.
Yeah.
It's a different situation for literally everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, to me, a year is not a long time to actually, like, I know you in and out. Like,
yeah.
No, bitch. You could sweat him. No.
I understand why people get upset. Because I definitely got into a lot of quarrels because I was not posting my...
But did you ever care if they posted you?
No.
Period.
I did not because I think it was because I wasn't trying to take it serious. I wasn't trying to take them serious. But if somebody on the other end is trying to take you serious,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but he's not, posting right. me or but she's not posting me.
But a lot of the relationships are not mutually that way. It's a lot of the times it's one-sided. Like, I'm here for a good time most of the time.
Damn.
I don't like you.
I don't miss dating at all.
No, wow. It's terrible out here.
Yeah.
And the people are evil now. Like, they're, like we're mean.
Like, you tell her what it is?
Are you mean, Liz?
We're all a little mean.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you dating right now?
Everyone's dating.
Probably a little.
What's this big ass, bro? Cold. You got a little thing.
Yeah, everyone's dating.
Have you posted him?
No. On the story?
On the story?
On the story?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I mean, he made it on the story.
Did you tag?
No, bitch, please.
Okay. There's levels to it. There's levels to it. I know. I get it.
St. Thomas in the ring.
Is he the only one you're dealing with?
Dang, Jay.
Whoa.
No.
Kevin, you are not. You do not have to answer these questions.
No,
he's fine. It's all right.
No, it's like, because I'm like, are they going to watch this? No. No.
Oh, damn. Maybe. I don't know.
We've had people that told some things on the podcast before.
Exactly. Came
but
back.
I'm literally thinking, like, am I going to, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Right. Let me know.
So you posted a face of him?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it wasn't the appendage. It wasn't the hand at brunch.
A hand.
Oh, you know how
the appendage post.
That's so cheap. That's a cheap pose. That does not count.
Okay.
Right. It happened to me.
The
hand. Yeah, that happened to me.
And guess who?
Where was it at? Dinner?
It was at her house.
At her house. Oh. Yeah. I mean, at least it was at the house.
But look at you now.
Yep.
But
look at me now.
How many years, too?
How many? Have we been married?
No. How many years did it take?
Oh, not that long. Not a year. Not even a year.
Yeah, but you already knew. You guys had an idea.
No, we were fuck buddies.
No, they were fuck buddies.
Yeah, we were fuck buddies.
All different kinds.
It takes all sorts.
How serious are you and your dude?
How
long have you guys been dating?
Oh, my gosh. I don't fucking even know.
Like more than 6 months? Less than 6 months?
Oh, less. Definitely less.
Okay. Yeah. That says a lot then. If you post
it on the story. See? Yeah.
If you made it on the story.
But I don't think about it that way.
What do you think about it?
I post all the time. I have to post skincare content and all kinds of things. It's going to look good. That's why I posted. I was like, oh, your skin looks really, really great. Post.
Damn.
Wait. Did you write a caption on there?
I did. Let me go look at
the love of my life.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering. It's
the stars.
Glowing today.
Client for the day.
Imagine that ever coming out of my mouth. Do you see it?
No.
There we have it.
No. I just thought it was like, you know, client for the day.
Today's client.
I'm at work.
Base beat.
No, I literally probably posted it yesterday, actually.
Oh, wow. Oh,
damn, this is recent.
Hold on. Nothing. I just put the little heart eyes.
You letting people know.
Okay.
It's cute.
Yeah, but they know.
Letting people know.
They know.
Is that a no?
No, they know what's going on.
You put hard eyes in.
Care. That's not a thing.
That's good.
That's not a thing.
That's a lot to read into.
I don't take the internet that seriously. I don't think any of us really take it that seriously.
I take it very seriously.
Some of us do.
Well, you are helping me with my YouTube, so.
Yeah, we're about to make him a star. So.
Listen.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
About to make him or continue the journey?
Listen,
the journey.
From his mouth.
Just making the star grow.
Take your time, though. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm going to sound it out.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Making the star shine brighter.
Hey,
JD has been coming for your throat.
What are you talking about? Look at this Instagram.
Yo, whoa.
JD, last couple podcasts, JD's been coming at your head top.
Thank you.
No, he hasn't.
Not at all.
It's
all right.
It's banter.
It's all good.
Troublemaker.
Me?
You look like a badass kid.
He's all about the content. Kevin, he's all about the content.
Second time today he's tried to make something out of nothing.
Drama.
Exactly. What is the first one?
With the smoking.
Mm-mm. No, actually third. The in between there was when you said we were giving you shit for asking Kevin the questions.
Oh, you guys were though. You guys were.
Kevin gave you shit too. Everybody.
I'd say you guys.
Because that was a dumb question.
It was a collective effort.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a dumb question.
Kind of was.
It could have been an interesting topic.
Are there down low guys in LA? It's kind of a dumb question.
We have to ask
it's
the audience.
It's not that dumb.
Was it a dumb question?
No, it's not that dumb.
Yeah.
It's not that dumb.
I mean,
we got one.
Do you know what kind of conversation could get led out of that?
Well, we're not saying that the conversation that could have came from that is dumb. What we're saying is that the question in itself is like an obvious question.
What you guys don't know is that me and Kevin had a full-on conversation about download people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Off camera. I was trying to bring that conversation here, but y'all didn't know that. Well, y'all want to mess the whole moment up.
You didn't do a great job of facilitating.
We can't read your mind, though.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. But Kevin could have been on my team.
Oh, I could have.
You knew what I was doing.
I'm better than this, honestly.
Well, then channel your frustrations on Kevin.
Yeah.
No, but you guys are my coach. You're supposed to help me.
I know.
We didn't know what you were doing.
They flipped on you for me.
How do you not know that was going to be content? How did you not know?
I thought you had a list of questions that you were going to go through like an interview.
How do you not know?
I was told.
Like, what are your strong suits?
Oh, my God.
What would you say?
That is not the same question as what are your strong suits?
I thought you were going to, you had like interviewer. I thought you were going to be like,
I have a question that came to me by my brother. Who we have established on this podcast that he's a fuckboy.
Oh wow.
He owns it.
He said it.
He owns it. He's not ashamed by it.
It's a part time phase in so many people's
lives. Yeah, he's gonna grow out of it. Okay. At least he admits it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So he came to me, I think it was like 2 days ago, and he was like, yo, Jared, let's say you have a friends with benefits.
Okay.
You're just fucking. That's what you guys do.
It happens.
Sometimes you bring them flowers. So you guys you can't forget the friends part, right? I'm just kidding, I'm giving JD some shit, but yeah, so you're friends with benefits with somebody, you guys are just having sex, in that process of you guys having sex, you run into the girl of your dreams. Mm-hmm. So now you want to get serious and you want to date this girl that you actually see yourself with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was saying, how do you go to your friends with benefits and explain to them that you found a girl that you want to commit to without it being a argument? And is it possible?
It shouldn't be an argument, I don't think. If we're just friends with benefits, I should be able to tell you that and you should understand it. And honestly, like, in a friends with benefits situation, I feel like you don't even necessarily, like, if you want to, you can have the conversation, but you don't have to keep sleeping with the person, right? So, like, yeah, you could just not
just
have
sex with
them. Just
take the benefits off of the friends.
Yeah, just phase that out. I've done that before with, like, fuck buddies when it's just, like, I don't tell them, like, hey, yo, I'm seeing somebody now, but I just, you know, I don't
hit
you up.
It fizzles out.
Yeah, I don't hit you up. You know, you get the hint. The writing's on the wall.
So it's short-lived. You don't have to have that conversation.
No, I don't think everything just needs to be explained. Everything that's understood does not need to be explained. Just let it fizzle out. I really think if you find who you're looking for, you're not even checking for that person anymore. So,
what
ghost. Do I have to tell you?
We ghost.
Bye.
Do you think that conversation is useful, or do you think it's kind of like unnecessary?
I'm the guy who's bringing flowers to my friends with benefits. Of course, I'm gonna have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
It's out of respect. I would want the same in return. That's all. You know, if
I forget people have feelings. Yeah. I'll be forgetting. I forget.
I think it just depends on how severe. Yeah. You know, how intense is this relationship, or is this friends with benefits situation?
Yeah. You guys are having sex. Like, that's all it is.
Oh, well, that's fuck buddies.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think
we've established
in that instance,
the difference.
I think, like, you can just for sure you can let that fizzle out.
Yeah.
If, you want
if that's the situation. Yeah. But friends with benefits. Again,
you have to have the
operative word probably, friends.
Yeah, that's fair. But conversation is polite.
Yeah.
I think that I would want to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Not only because, you know, we have been having sex, but also just to put it out there, like, hey, I'm dealing with somebody now.
Right.
And I don't want no awkwardness. Like,
it's not you, it's me.
I don't want it to be like, because the last thing, like, let's say she follows me on Instagram and then I just post her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yo.
After a year.
Then she will do what? If she's smart, unfollow and move on with her life.
Yeah. We hope that would be the option.
So I have a follow-up question, mainly for you, Kevin. I'm excited for this.
All right.
Now, let's say you have or don't have the conversation. Let's take that off the table right now. What's on the table right now is, now that I'm in this new relationship, can I still be friends with my friends with benefits?
Why would you want to be?
That we're friends.
You have a new friend.
Yeah.
A better friend.
Oh, but I'm hypothetical here.
So you no, no friends.
Why?
It's over.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah, for what?
What do you think?
Los?
Man, that's
I have something to add on to that. I have something to add on to it.
Please do. God, I knew there was more. I'm like,
okay, I'm like,
he just drops you, like, he just drops you, right?
And again,
why?
Good talk
why,
to you
bro?
Out there.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop asking questions.
Go.
Why did I low key lose it though?
No, like,
you're like, why?
Yeah, I'm literally.
Okay,
like,
I was saying
why, but then also, why did I really lose it? I was like,
yeah, take
you
your time.
Smoke about? Okay, okay. I didn't. I swear.
Take your time. Take your time.
Told you twice. Oprah, if you are watching this, it's a goddamn lie.
Okay. But to answer your question, I cannot be friends with a girl that I have been sleeping with.
Yeah.
Because my memory is very strong. So my memory is too strong. And if you're around, I'm going to be thinking about those times. Mm-hmm. It's just going to happen. I'm not even going to be trying. It's just going to pop in my head.
But if you find the one, there's no need for that person to even exist anymore in your life.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
I don't want to even see you at the Whole Foods.
Dang. Now we're like enemies.
Not even enemies, but...
We don't know each other.
You don't exist.
Who are you?
You don't exist.
Wow. You look so familiar. That's,
Yo, I don't, yo, you, that would be a dagger.
What?
Wait, do you look familiar?
Yeah. I mean, low key though, I feel you. If I'm out in public with yeah. with the love of my life and mm-hmm. you're like my old friends with benefits.
And somebody rolls up and is like, hey. Like,
I'd rather you not run up to be like, hey, how's it been? Like, I'd rather you just you be like, let's keep it pushing.
No,
like,
you gotta hit them with the absolutely not, sweetie. Back it up.
Dang.
Yeah, no, so there's never. No,
is there no ethical way to be kind of cool in the grocery store?
For the like, benefit and sanity of your girlfriend, you need to be as mean as possible.
That's
to
true
an
shit.
Ex. That's everybody true is shit. Dead.
That's true shit. Wow. That's true shit.
Yeah. I mean, I you cannot like be buddy yeah. buddy cool, no DMing, no nothing.
And in the damn. Grocery store, oh, it's no, like common yeah. courtesy. You don't like, if I see my ex with a dude in the grocery store, I'm not going to walk up to him like,
well,
hey,
this is not an ex,
going?
Though. This is a friend
okay,
of benefits.
Okay, a former friend
same
of benefits.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Well, all right, somebody as who an I was ex? Fucking.
Anyone you've penetrated?
Yes, right. No, I'm saying like either way, the energy, if whether it's somebody that you were dating, fucking, regardless, if you see him in a store in a public setting and they're with another guy
Ray
or
Charles.
Another woman, like you leave that be. You don't walk up, hey, how's it been? I haven't seen you in a while. Like that's some hating shit,
no,
man.
No.
You would blow the spot up.
I would say hi to my ex.
Why?
Well, ex,
I would say
hi.
So friendly.
I would say hi. I would say hi to my ex.
I mean, ex, maybe ex. I don't know. But friends with benefits, for sure not.
No.
For sure not a friends with benefits. For friends with benefits? Like if I'm with the wife out in public.
What if they came up to you? If they crossed the line, they came up to you and they're like,
he's
going to
hit him with the, you
like,
look
hey,
familiar.
How you doing? So I wouldn't be rude to him, but I'd be like, hey, all right, yeah, how you been?
Yeah.
And okay. All right, so you would acknowledge them.
I would acknowledge them, yeah, but okay. I'm not. I feel like, you know, maybe you want to tip the cap, like, you know, a little. Hey, how you doing? Like,
I would say hi, but I understand that, like, I'm probably just like to you said, I'm probably too nice about
you are.
It. But both of my exes still follow me to this day, and sometimes we talk
about what,
whatever it is. She'll be like, "Oh, Ry, you look so cute." Like, it's
mind
not.
Your business.
Oh shit!
But it, wait
they,
for this.
Coming to get you.
Right, right here.
No, but here's the thing. There has never been a time.
All right, bro, he's like landing.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the citizen app? I can tell you what they're doing.
Exactly.
They have never crossed the line.
Yeah.
Ever. Yet. Never crossed the line.
Yeah.
No. But me and Shannon have been together for five plus years.
They're waiting.
What?
I agree.
They're plotting.
You think they're really plotting?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
What would they be plotting
okay,
on?
Here's the thing.
The end.
Break it down to me. Break it down to me.
The X's, the O's, the Y's, the fuck, why? They never go away.
Really?
Ever in life. You're still talking to them right now.
No, I know that they don't go away, but they don't.
They're plotting on you. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. It's
what's
a
plotting, though? Break it down to me, because I don't understand what the plotting
break
is.
Break it down.
One thing you need to know about, are they from L.A.?
Yes. Yeah, I'm from L.A.
So that says it all.
Well, go ahead, break it down.
The LA girls are sneaky. All of them.
But if
90% of you, Shay, 10%
Shay,
I
Shay,
know,
Shay's nodding her head.
But if I
you know
say,
what time it is, don't you?
But if I said that they'd never crossed the line.
Yet. Yeah.
Shay said, wait, just wait.
What would they do? Give me an example.
They're gonna one cold winter night.
Give me a breakdown. What would be the try? What would they do to me?
They're waiting for that one. Sad post.
Mm-hmm. I don't do sad posts.
One day. We're talking about one day. Oh my God, if you ever need anything, I'm here for you. Come over.
But
they've never even flirted with that line.
Yet.
Yeah, yet. And also, too, Jay, it could be like once, let's say you guys are super busy, you got brand deals, Shan's got brand deals, you stop posting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not in your story that much. Just
and then she says something to the,
Oh my God, come up. I will beat her ass.
Neighbor, I just can't.
For
I don't.
Shannon,
for one,
I will
for one,
personally.
I just can't
so,
see
so, so,
it.
So my question is, my question. My
if you and Shan, like, ended things.
Yeah.
And you reached out to either of those exes, you're telling me they'd be like, no.
Well, that's a different situation than them coming at me right now while I'm, like,
no, but
waiting
but,
for the downfall.
But we're saying they're waiting mm-hmm. for your downfall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but is there, all right, let me ask this. Is there
praying on it.
Is there
like
an issue?
Record.
Wishing on it. that's their prayer at
is
night
there,
for your downfall.
Is there an issue with if me and Shan broke up and got a divorce mm-hmm. and I got with one of my exes? Is that a no-go? Is that bad?
Me and Shan are going to beat her ass.
What?
But for one, me and Shan are riding over there to beat all of you up.
Doug.
If we got a divorce?
I don't care if you get an annulment, a divorce,
what
a separation.
What is the issue with that?
Why are you going backwards?
I'm asking, what's the issue with that? If me and Shannon got a divorce.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, hit me with it. Mind you, I dated one of them when I was 19 years old.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And you still have a connection with them.
I'm going to speak for personal.
Yeah, yeah. I've known her like my whole life.
I'm going to speak from personal experience.
Yeah.
And my wife is here. If we got divorced and you found out I was with an ex, would you not be thinking, what were they doing the whole time we were married? Were they talking? Did he must have still cared about her while we were together? She must have still cared about him.
But what if that's not true?
But I'm asking.
But what is that? Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I feel like that could be any girl.
Right.
Regardless if it's an ex or somebody that you've been following on Instagram.
Sure. But right now we're talking about an ex.
I mean, I would think that with any girl.
Yeah, whoever you
think you would.
But that proves my point. So Shan.
So what is the issue if we are done? Shouldn't I be able to choose whoever I want to be with?
Right. But what I'm saying is the person. So Shan. And in my case, me, if Shay got back with her ex or got with a guy that I was introduced to, so on and so forth, I'd be like, that's how you felt the whole time?
But why does it have to go to the whole time, though? If we broke...
It just adds insult to injury is all it is. That's all it really is at the end. It's just like, damn, so like not only... I feel you because personally, if I'm divorced from you, like I'm good. I don't care
whoever,
who you're with anymore.
I can choose whoever I want to.
No, you can, but just because you can doesn't mean you should.
But that's my point is what's the should part? Like what is the wrong? Like why is that wrong? Why is that bad? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I think anytime you're talking to an ex or someone you've dated, someone you've slept with, and you've already moved on, you didn't really move on.
Exactly.
I don't fully agree with that.
Because you still have the memories and all. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's what you said. But I don't. But in this particular case, I've said that they never crossed the line on that.
But Shay's saying you've still been in communication with them. You've left the door open. The door is not closed. So in their mind.
But I'm saying that. So in their mind. Mm-hmm. They're making up a scenario that me and my ex have had.
They're plotting for 2025, bitch.
That's not on me, though.
But it kind of is on you. Your responsibility is to shut that shit down.
But why? If we have gotten a divorce, right?
Yeah.
If me and Shan got a divorce, why does it matter who I choose?
No, that's not the
point.
And then
if you're making up a scenario that me and her have been talking, which we haven't.
Yeah.
That's not my responsibility.
But did you say you couldn't be friends with someone you had sex with?
Yeah, we're not friends.
Yeah.
We don't hang out.
But
we
you
don't
said
talk.
You're friends though, didn't you?
Social media friends is not the same as
that's
friends.
That's true.
Do you really think
you want to be mic'd up, love?
But like they said, the door is open.
Wait, what did you say?
The door being open alone is the problem.
You have a very vivid memory.
Yeah.
When they're messaging you or when you're seeing their photos pop up on your feed.
No,
yes. I remember that.
No, but
I remember that.
No,
right
of
there.
Course, of course. Yes, of course. Everyone has the memories of their ex, I'm not friends. I'm not calling them on a Saturday.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They ain't hanging out.
But we're not talking about that. We're saying you're leaving the door open.
Yeah.
The door is open for whoever. The door is not closed. The door is open. We are in a different type of style. So it's not an issue of me closing the door on anybody else. But I'm saying I have no interest in being with any of my exes.
Of course. What's their purpose, though, with the door being open?
Exactly.
What's the point?
So I should just block them? Is that
no,
what
no,
they're
no.
doing?
But the question is why is it still open?
Yeah.
Because I don't have an issue with them. We don't have beef. Like,
you don't
we
have to have an issue with someone to close the door.
Yeah. We're not looking back.
I feel like I'm in a relationship with you guys right
now.
No,
I'm devil's advocate. We're devil's advocate.
No, yeah. I'm answering. I don't feel a temptation to hang out with my ex. I don't feel a pull to kick it with my ex or to talk to them.
Then why is the door open?
But that's the thing.
To talk to them. Why?
We don't have beef. Like, there's no issue.
Yeah.
So
you're not answering the question.
Right.
But you're saying it like that I have like a secret motive
That's not it at all. This is the question.
Thank you.
But what door?
Ask a question.
Okay. The question is this.
Yeah.
You've moved on with your life.
Yes. No. Wife. Completely. Yeah.
Child.
Yeah.
Everything.
And so I should.
The exes still have access to you.
Yes.
They're your friends on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They reach out to you. They have a wife.
Yeah. I've done a full video with one of my exes.
But that's for content.
Yeah, it's a whole different
thing. What's the difference with that?
But why is the door open to even talk to them still if you have nothing to talk about in real life?
Because we don't have issues with each other. So, like, that's the thing. We didn't end terribly.
Okay, so you... Here, maybe it's a better question. You can be friends with your ex.
Not friends. See, that's the thing where you're confusing that, like, the social media.
So for him, I'm not confused. I know what time it is.
Yeah, the social media aspect of it, like, they don't have my number. Mm-hmm. We don't text. Mm-hmm. We don't call each other.
But they have direct access to you.
Yeah. Yes, but it's
a DM is a
media.
Text.
That's the problematic part.
But my whole thing is that, like, that doesn't bug me. That doesn't bug Shan. That she's not threatened by any
of these
girls.
Shan's a whole different type of girl.
Shan, no offense. Shan doesn't count. Shan doesn't count.
But she is. You have to really understand Shan. If it was you, it wouldn't be okay, right?
Yeah,
the door being open.
Help me mediate this.
It would not be okay.
No, it's not okay. For any other girl that's not open, like Shan, you know?
No, totally. And that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Shan still has exes that she's dealt with that's still fuck. But it's not problematic because neither of us are, like, the way that we have set up our relationship is that we choose each other every day.
Mm.
I don't want Shan to be loyal to me because she has to block her ex.
Mm-hmm. Just out of time. You don't want that loyalty over time given.
No, I don't want none of that. Mm-hmm. I want Shan to choose me because I'm the best pick for her. If her ex is better for her than me, choose that nigga. I don't care about that.
Do you believe
that
in real life?
What?
That's okay. If Shan finds somebody else better,
1,000%. 1,000%.
But you also don't think that she'll ever find anybody better than you.
But if she did, if there was another man who was a better fit for Shan than me, I don't want to lock you in this relationship.
You're tying up the bow and passing her on.
Go to that guy.
Lies. I don't believe it at all. Not for a moment.
I mean,
I don't believe it. I love you to death. I don't believe it.
What don't you believe?
You wouldn't try to be that for her?
Yeah. No, he would.
Jared. Be what?
What
would I have to try to be?
Yeah, the best version. Well, I mean, the best version.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe it's a conversation.
Why does me allowing my wife having freedom to choose who she wants to be with automatically means that I'm not trying to be the best man that I want to be?
I'm just saying, like, we all get comfortable. Mm-hmm. We all slip up. We all get lazy. I'm just saying, it's a conversation like, babe, is there something am I slipping? Is something I could do better? Like, if Shay right now was like, I don't know if you're the best person for me, I'd be like, damn, like, but I was at one point. Is there any way I can do something to get back? And can I get a question, comment, concern, a quarterly review?
What does that have to do with our situation?
You just said if Shan came to you and said he's better for me than you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm packing my bag.
Because here's the thing. This is the thing. Shan and I have discernment, right? We also have communication.
You do.
We talk every day about when someone's slipping and when someone's doing something else.
Okay.
It's not going to be like a wake up one day
and I'm out of
here. I met this guy on the street.
So,
and then she comes in and says, I found another man. No, that's not going to happen. It's going to happen because I've been messing up for a long time.
Okay.
It's going to happen. And if she finds somebody else, it's going to take her time to figure out that man is, because we have time built with each other.
So at that point, when Shan comes to you, in your head, you're like, you're going to use my discernment and know she did the legwork, the research, the thought process to this conclusion. Yeah,
If us being together from right now, we have a child together, we have a business together. Mm-hmm. If us being together and all the things that we've built comes to a place where she meets somebody on the street and then says, this is a better man. Why would I want to lock somebody
or an ex?
Why would I want to lock someone in there out of fear?
It's not locking in. I'm asking, I don't know if you're asking this, Kevin, but I'm asking.
It's kind of locking in, though.
No. I'm just asking, are you not even going to try to...
But why do you assume that I'm not trying to be the best man that I am every day?
Because you're talking to your fucking exes, for one. That's problematic as a whole.
We're not... See, this is... You're confusing it to talking.
Yeah.
When we have social media friends that I have communication with. Mm-hmm. We're not, like, talking every day.
But it's a different thing when you've been intimate with that ex, though. That's the part I'm trying to
When I was 19 years old.
It doesn't matter if you were 5, bitch. Don't you talk to Susie on the tricycle.
See, I don't
ever again.
I don't subscribe ever. To that. I don't subscribe to that. Like the choices that I don't subscribe to that. And I understand why people would subscribe. Yeah. I understand it and I totally do, but I'm not threatened by any of Shan's actions.
It's not for everyone, yeah.
And also, like, I know Shan's choices. Mm-hmm. If she felt like somebody was crossing a line, if she felt like one of her exes was doing a little bit too pushing and I would be uncomfortable with it, she would cut him off.
And vice versa.
And none of my exes have crossed any lines.
Yet.
But that's a fear base. Like, you're assuming that they're going to cross a line. You're assuming that they want me.
No, we just know why they're still around.
But that's assuming on their part. Mm-hmm. That's assuming. Mm-hmm. They could look at social media friends the same way I look at it.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Yeah.
You can win the lottery too.
Okay. Well. Hey, here's the thing.
Win the lottery all
here's
the time.
Here's the thing. Yeah. We just don't agree on it, and it's totally cool.
But you should. No, I'm just kidding.
I will seriously consider blocking them for you, not for Shan.
Yeah. Shan doesn't give a fuck. I know she doesn't care because I know who she is.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a shit at all. Well, like, because and she's super comfortable.
She sees my choices. Mm-hmm. She sees how I move. She sees the man that I am every day. She knows that I would not be entertaining one of my exes if they were crossing the line. She knows that.
Yeah.
And if I was, that would be a problem. But the problem is what I started off in the thing, I said they haven't crossed any lines, neither have I. And you say yet. Mm-hmm. Well, when they do, what's wrong with just saying, oh, this has gone too far? Why does it have to be like, all right, no matter what they are, we're just going to. We're going to block them right now.
Not even a block. It's just like we've moved on from there. Anytime an ex or somebody I've talked to has DM'd me, you know what I do? Exactly what I do to everyone else. Move on with my life and not even open it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Because we're moving where? Forward.
I respect your vigilance and devotion to whoever you're with.
We love that. They're going to have a time.
So let me ask you this then.
Be frenzies.
Let's say you're in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're married.
Ooh.
Let's say you're in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. You guys are going strong. If you are, you know, let's say you're having a relationship with somebody that you've known on Instagram and you've had a flirtatious relationship with them. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get into a committed relationship, do you cut that person off completely?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
1,000,000%. But they never go anywhere. They just don't have to be in my DM. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. People don't like the way
the
people
door
work.
Still open?
No, the door's not open while I'm there. It's like, but you're not going to be in my DM. We're not going to be talking. My number already changed, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
It's a whole new
number. Oh, so when you get a commiteration, you change your number.
Yeah, I change my number once a year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Nice. We
start fresh. I don't even save the text, pictures, nothing.
I don't believe you.
Wait, hold on.
I swear to God.
Is there?
I've had the same number of yours for more than a year.
It's been a year, Jared. The 469-3034.
Whoa.
I'm like, my 303 number, my
555.
But I also have like 3 phones.
Wait, but hold on. Hold on a second. Are people still changing their numbers? You have Instagram. I mean, yeah. I can just DM you.
You can, but
so what's the point?
The phone is different.
There's inconsistencies
I don't know. If I'm gonna change my number, I'm gonna delete my.
What part? Let's get to it. What part of the story is not consistent?
I'm starting all the way over.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not gonna change my number. I'm gonna block you.
Not start a new Instagram.
I'm gonna block you. I'm saying two.
Okay.
I'm not changing my number. Yeah. But if I were hypothetically, I would also change my Instagram. What's the point? You could just DM me.
What do you mean change your Instagram? What does that mean?
Change the name.
If I change my number,
yeah.
to avoid somebody,
yeah.
and then they're like in my DM, like surprise, I'm still here. What's the point of changing my number?
It's that easy? Block. No, you're not.
What's the point of changing my number?
Yeah.
But when I block them, they're gonna get a fake account.
So what's the? You can't truly block anybody in
20 that's what I'm saying.
Life. So especially what, if you slept with them in real not life, like
that's my point. Because the thing about it, you can block that phone number. They have so many.
That's
apps.
What I'm
like,
saying.
You go get the text free apps like the
exactly.
Free,
yeah, there's
Google,
no. There's
you're
no
speaking
text,
from experience.
Google.
You're speaking from experience. You've been here before.
Well,
right?
No, I just I have different numbers.
So wouldn't it be better?
Sometimes you have different.
Wouldn't it be better to?
I don't want you ringing my main line. Ring the app line.
Get my app.
I only can get your text if I'm in
just,
the app.
Just don't call me because then you'll be disappointed when you get that. You have reached a text-free number.
Right.
Google Voice is going to you know,
right.
state your name and Google Voice
so,
will attempt to connect.
Wouldn't it be better if you just had the conversation with them like, hey, I have someone right here. Mm-hmm. Don't cross any lines. And
if
this
you
is-
want to. If you feel like it.
Dang. I love Kevin's
I think
like
the conversation,
short to the
yeah.
point. Boom, 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 boom.
If you like, want to.
Yeah.
I think it depends.
But if
yeah.
you care about that person's feelings, if you're that tight, then maybe. But if it's like,
damn,
we know what time it was. I got to go.
Mm. I feel like, care. Yeah, there's certain people like JD says, man, different people, different
I don't
situations.
Some people
like
deserve
that
courtesy.
Some people deserve
that
courtesy. They deserve yeah. it. But if like if you're just somebody that we, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, every yeah. other Friday night, you know, at 3 a.m. Like,
they don't
nah,
deserve it.
No. No. Why would I?
Well, and I think also if you approach that person. They'd be like, why are you even having this conversation with me? You've
yeah, I think they'd be like, yo, we're just fuck buddies.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really have
like,
to tell me.
Oh,
that.
Did
like,
you think this was more than,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
I never afforded any
exactly.
of that. Like,
one of my fuck
times
buddies
that
came,
I
yeah.
did, that the times that I did just like ghost, it was an issue. Mm-hmm. It was an issue. And mm-hmm. if I ran into them outside there, they were like, yo, what? Why are you even like what?
What was your name again?
No, they didn't do that.
No,
they
that's
were,
what you
they
need
came,
to do to them. What was the?
I don't have it in
me.
I don't have it in me to do that. I don't have it in me.
If anything, the conversation is probably it probably is better served for you to have it just for the sake of yourself. Not even so much for that person, but just so that way you're not
you're
getting
setting up the
phone
boundaries.
Calls and texts and stuff like that randomly at 2-3 in the morning. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, because mm-hmm. that's the real reason I think you'd probably want to have the convo. Not
yeah.
so much because you owe it to your fuck buddy to tell them that you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Yeah. yeah.
But so
it's
that
out
way,
of respect
if
for the new person.
Right, exactly. So that way, if you are, you know, laid up at 2 in the morning with your
right.
girl and
right.
then you get a text from, you know, Taco Bell, you're not
Pizza Hut.
You're not like, oh shit.
Pizza Hut or your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that is the reason that you have the conversation.
Yeah,
but
I agree. Yeah.
For the sake of like, you know, oh, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
not, that's not like, it's not, I'm not approaching them like
well,
that.
No, I'm not
yeah.
saying you are. I'm just
yeah.
saying in general, like.
Yeah, yeah. like I'm approaching them be so that they know what time it is, so that they know that the boundaries are set. They
yeah,
know where
fair.
I'm at. They know where my intentions are.
Yeah. yeah.
So like for me, if I hadn't had those conversations, it's a small world. We're out here in LA.
Yeah. So it's
I'll
smart.
Run
yeah.
into you eventually. In fact, it happened. Mm. There was a girl that I didn't have a conversation with. Ooh. I ghosted. Me and Shan ran into her at a party.
And what was that?
And it was awkward.
For who? You?
And me and her. Yes, it was awkward.
She
I don't
like,
have
she
it.
Walked up and
listen,
grabbed your balls.
I, listen,
and was like, hey,
look,
how
look.
You been, stranger? And
no,
like, whoa,
no,
whoa.
No. Kevin, you and I are built different. I cannot. I don't have. I want to be like, yeah, whatever, dude. It's all you. I can't do it. Like, if I ran into her at the party, I see the look on her face. She sees me holding hands.
He's adding it all up. I seen the look on her face. She was distraught. It was.
I was there.
Sounds like a love song.
Yeah.
I was there. I saw her. The face of like.
He's got a daughter now. It's different.
Really?
You
know what I mean?
How long were y'all separated before you saw her?
Like
last time. That,
no,
wait,
it was.
And also,
it was a little bit of work.
Were y'all
it was
friends
a while.
With benefits? Or were y'all fuck buddies?
We were.
Were you dating?
We were dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you ghosted somebody you were dating. That's a little different.
We
than, yeah, it's different.
But the last conversation we had was a fight. It was a blow fight, and then we stopped.
And that's not at all.
Yeah.
but
it
didn't.
It obviously, it didn't. Yeah. Obviously, it didn't.
You're
so.
Better than me because I'm just like,
yeah, mm. yeah. I, that's yeah. what I'm saying. Maybe I need to adopt some of that energy. You know,
you have to. It's your life. Yeah. I don't. You just don't spend your whole life worrying about like, oh, I wonder what that ex or that person I talked to is doing. Move on with your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that deep.
Whenever I've ghosted, I've been called fuckboy.
I've been called worse by better.
So let's move on respectfully, though. We can call worse by better.
Yeah, that was
like
a dope. That was
that's dope. That's a good one.
Yeah. What were we saying?
What were we trying to hit? JD was saying, let's know. Move on respectfully.
No. Let's move on respectfully. That's all. Because like to your point, if you would have moved on with the girl you were dating on a respectful just conversation,
yeah.
like you know, it would have been a little awkward, but
not as awkward as it was. And for me, I just don't have it in me to do that.
So Kevin, you would just never have a conversation.
Not if I'm not invested or interested like that.
But what if they were?
What does that have to do with me?
Dang, let's all strive to be like Kevin. Wow. Let's just strive to be
like Kevin. No, that's not a crazy thing. Cut it's like throat. a lot of us spend so much time worrying about, I wonder what they think, I wonder what... No, think about you.
Well, that's also... thinking in yourself, you want to treat the other person the way you would want to be treated.
If you're invested in that person, like we said, certain people deserve it, some people don't. If I'm not invested in you, what do I owe you?
That's your line. Yeah. Okay.
See, for me, I would have the respect enough to give you the conversation you deserve.
Got it.
But what if they were invested in you?
That's not my problem.
He's not invested.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's you. That's something you have to work on.
I feel you, dog. That's harsh. I mean, I'm giving flowers. I understand.
That is harsh.
That's not hard. That's not harsh if you're not invested in the person.
It is, because if they're invested in you, obviously you...
You just not no regard of their feelings.
Nah, hold on. Obviously, you've never had somebody just like be super into you that you weren't really all that into, and you weren't like... You may not have been... Maybe you were leading on... Maybe you weren't. Like, and let's assume that you weren't leading them on. They're just super into you. You made it clear that you're not into them the same way that they're into you. I get what you're saying. Like, I understand why you
made it clear,
and
that's the conversation. If you made it clear that I'm not into you, that was the conversation.
Like, through the body of work of our relationship, if it's apparent that I'm not into you the way you're into me. Yeah. I'm not over here like, oh yeah, you know, we should definitely go on vacation, or we should do this in the future. You know, I'm not trying to build plans with you. I'm not doing, you know, it's just, it's the relationship that it is. We're fucking on Tuesday, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm with Kevin on that one. I don't think you necessarily, like I said, it's up to you. Like, at that point, I feel like the conversation is just if you want to prevent that person from hitting you up. But if you, I mean, if you don't want to, at that point, you're not invested in them. Fuck it. Move on.
I would feel kind of bad that I knew that they were invested in me. And I didn't have the decency to be like, hey, I know we've been fucking on Tuesday, but I just want to let you know, like, this is probably not going to happen anymore, but I appreciated the time.
Your Tuesdays are free.
But even if we were just fuck buddies, like, I just, like, hey, you know, I found someone that I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know, just so you're aware.
But you have ghosted before.
I have, and it never felt good and never ended well.
Got it.
It never ended well. Okay. And I'm saying, me having hindsight, I would, like, let's say Cray or someone came to me and was like, hey, I'm with this, you know, I'm having sex with this girl. I found a girl that I really like. Mm-hmm. I would tell him, like, oh, just let your F buddy know that you found something that you're interested in and that this was great while it lasted and I appreciate the time, but I just want to let you know and I want you to be aware of this. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that that's like... being like, you know, so caring about their feelings. It's more or less just like being a considerate about what that person
and
is going to feel.
It's also like Los is saying, you don't want to be laid up and then that F buddy's texting you and it's a whole awkward conversation. Now you're explaining. Now you're like, I should have just had the conversation. It's a whole thing. So
I'm assuming that you had the conversation with your main that you're interested in. Like, you know, I had a couple things, you know.
But why are they still texting? I mean.
Because they leave the door open.
Bitch, the door needs a lock. Okay. And I need the key.
I respect that. That's a good stance.
But maybe that conversation is part of closing the door, though.
It is.
That might be part of closing the door. Mm-hmm. You know, that might be like that final little, like.
But you can prevent that, though.
What do you mean?
By having the conversations with
that's
your.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Having that conversation is part of closing the door, maybe. You know what I mean?
But sorry, I guess I thought you meant when Pizza Hut texts you at 2 a.m., that sparks the conversation to your.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about like telling, like, even though like Kevin and I are saying, I'm just kind of
thinking
out loud at the same time. Like, yeah, I don't have a problem with not having the conversation, but at the same time, having the conversation might actually be part of closing the door that we're missing, maybe.
Yeah. Right.
So.
So we both got doors open, bro.
Food for thought. Kevin.
We on the same page. We on the same page.
Chew on that. Something to chew on. I don't know. Maybe you're leaving the door open by not having the conversation.
Has there ever been a situation where you've had that conversation and it didn't go well? Where that person's like, I'm not leaving kind of thing?
Yes.
You've had that?
Yeah, yes. Jared told the story. You don't remember the...
Yes.
You remember he told the story when she was like grabbing onto his legs and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was...
That was like episode 13 or something.
That was like episode 4. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I have had conversations with an ex-buddy and it did not end well. So imagine...
I'm not leaving. Yeah.
Imagine.
Well, I am.
I was like, well, who's going to pay the Uber fee because it's outside?
But imagine, though. Imagine if I didn't have that conversation and I popped up with a girlfriend.
Oh, man.
What would that person do?
You might have to fear for your life.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, so right, well, you know. Mm.
That's a good point. I think, yeah, so now my stance is have the conversation for your own sake.
Oh. And maybe I do need to cut off my exes. Maybe. Look, we're all growing here. We're all growing here.
It's the insight for me. Oh, the growth.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, you're good for me? You're good
with
that?
What?
Lowe's hates when people say, it's the blank for me.
Mm-hmm. His whole thing is that he only thinks that gay people should say it, and Kevin's women. Gay.
Oh, I thought you just didn't like it, period.
No. I was just like, why are straight men like commenting on their homeboys' pages? Like, it's the shoes for me, bro. Like, nah, that's not your slang,
Back
bro.
To DL. We've full circle.
Let people have their lingo.
I commented today.
You did. I saw that. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said it's the Los collecting himself for me. You had a great moment where you collected yourself.
Los looks so perplexed.
And you were like breathing.
How do you feel about that phrase?
About what other people are saying?
Yeah, about that phrase.
About it's the whatever for me.
I don't care.
Hey, you know what you want to say?
Doesn't care.
Kevin has a way of any question I ask him making me feel dumb as fuck for asking him.
No, bye. Uber's outside.
It's like, why would I be bothered about someone else's lingo that they're using on the internet? It's never that deep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody here, except for me,
and Los maybe
agrees that you should not be friends with an ex.
If you're in a current relationship, yes, absolutely,
it's dead.
Active deceased. Friends, yeah, I don't think you should be doing that.
Well, what's active friends?
Them being alive in your presence.
Because I think that we are all assuming that I'm closer with my exes than.
No, we're not assuming.
No, I don't really. I get both sides. Yeah. I see what Kevin's saying, but I also see where you're coming from because it's not really something that it's. If it's something casual, like you said, like it's like, oh wow, your baby looks beautiful, like that doesn't really bother
Don't talk
me.
To me,
right? Like I get that, but no. I also see why somebody wouldn't want you having communication with your ex because it can look like, all right, well, why is this person trying to keep talking to you? Why haven't they moved on? You know, et cetera, et cetera. But I also see the side of the coin where it's like, well, it's not that deep to them. Like it's not that deep to me either. So I see both sides to it. I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll have a position by the end of this episode.
Well, I'm just, Los is on the fence.
I'm on the fence.
You two are like no friends with exes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
why not? We didn't have a problem.
Yeah, we didn't end bad. Mm-hmm. They don't cross any lines. I don't think that they secretly want me still. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of those things. I don't want them. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason for me to just be like, nah, we're not cool no more because I am married now. I am a changed man. So I don't see why we should. Now, Shan ran into my ex at an event.
Interesting.
Yes, she ran into her at an event before I even had seen her in like...
Since the breakup?
Since the breakup.
And she knew that was your ex when she saw her?
Yes.
Okay, so it was like somebody that you had told her like, yo, this is my ex, like that type of thing. Because I don't think everybody, you don't go down the list of everybody you dated. Yeah. And but like, that's my ex.
This was the ex that I was with before I was with Shan.
Gotcha.
So like Shan knew who she was and Jasmine knew who Shan was. Mm-hmm. And so, but both of them knew that they knew each other. But
they didn't know each other
because it was all through stalking, right?
It wasn't like. Oh, so it wasn't like it wasn't announced that they knew each other. Like neither one of them had formally acknowledged that they knew who the other was. So now they're in the same space.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, I know you know who I am, and you know I know who you are.
You definitely know who I am, bitch. That's you've seen me, bitch. Right. That's right.
Nobody's acknowledged it.
Well, what's so funny was at this particular event, they split everybody up in groups.
Oh, shit.
Guess who?
Were they partnered together?
They were partnered together. Oh, yes.
No, you can't even make this shit up.
What is it like having the universe hate you that hard?
Right? So what's so funny is Shan sent me a text message. It was a picture. And it was her.
Your heart dropped.
I know you were like, oh, what the fuck?
Man. I saw it and I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, exactly.
What is this? I was like, are you kidding me? And so she comes home and she was like, it was great. We got a good conversation. And I was like, that is so awkward.
Yeah.
And so, but it didn't, you know, she didn't, like, there was no bad blood.
Yeah.
None of them hated each other.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, you know, in the relationship, in the process of dealing with Shan, you know what I mean? I haven't been, you know, talking with Jasmine while I was building with Shan. Like, there was been no communication in that sort of sense. It was just social media. So there was no issue there. Fast forwarding, me and my ex actually did a YouTube video together where we talked about our relationship.
I love the progressive. It's just very progressive.
What?
You're making it progressive.
I feel like you're judging me.
The anticipation phase is everything.
What are your thoughts so
far? I'm waiting for you to drop the ball on
me.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to just like
the boom.
But no, that's the thing. There's not going to be a ball that is going to drop on you because I don't find an issue with any of it.
I know. I'm aware.
So can you help me?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's the button.
Yeah.
I know. I'm aware.
I'm very
that's
aware.
The button for Kevin. Yeah. I want that button.
Button.
I want that button. No, I know.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that. Did I do anything?
No,
that
you
was
didn't
wrong?
Do anything at all.
But wait.
You did nothing.
So where
what's the catch?
Where yeah.
I'm nervous.
Where
what's going
what
on?
Would you have expected?
From
out
you
of,
getting the picture from Shan and
no,
Jasmine?
No, just my relationship with my ex. What would you have expected your significant other to do?
Bitch, I have to talk to Shan about this. Don't you ever send me a picture
Yo,
with
that's
an ex.
Wild.
That's crazy. Look who I... No. I'm like, I mean a smooth photo of the person from across the room or something like, bitch,
sure.
Guess
no,
who's
both
here?
A whole
right.
Selfie.
A whole
yeah.
Selfie.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
yeah,
up?
But not
yeah,
a hate.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's...
That's everybody's worst nightmare. Let's
oh,
be real.
That's
like,
you must have been sweating,
like, yo,
pacing.
Yeah. I mean,
you didn't enjoy it at that moment.
No,
you
I did not
no.
enjoy
that's
that.
That's
no.
everybody's like
no.
male or female.
Yeah. I did not
nobody
enjoy
wants
that.
To get
no.
that picture.
And knowing Shane is like, guess who I saw?
Oh man,
oh, no.
with them in the photo. Wild. I cannot.
I called my ex. She was grooming me to be a groom.
Oh, that's nice.
Mine did not.
No, but my ex was
the gatekeeper.
Most,
the gatekeeper
was,
mine
the,
did
was
not.
A toxic relationship.
Yeah,
it just like grabbed the
and
lessons.
You were like,
and
I'm done with this.
No, what we're not gonna do is that.
See, mine did not groom. I honestly, what I learned out of my last relationship was the wrong person can bring a terrible side out of you.
Yes.
Somebody you don't even want to be.
And I was operating, and it probably, now that I'm thinking about it out loud, it was probably a heavy reason why I don't subscribe to...
You were going to say I don't subscribe to their channel, because I was like, wait a minute.
You're really crossing the line. You're
follow.
Watching your ex's content.
You follow
no,
that.
No, I don't subscribe to, you know, wanting somebody to be with me because of our
loyalty
title.
And
we got
oh,
so
right.
comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were done probably 6 months before we were done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, nah. Because we both knew this shit was over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we kept trying because it was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that experience with my ex, I was like, the next relationship I get into, I'm putting it all on the table. Like, this is what I am. This is what I expect. This is how I want to operate. If you are cool with it, cool. If you're not, like, let's just cut it quits. You know what I mean? I don't want you here if you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So maybe the one before... the wife, the husband, the life partner is the teacher.
Yeah.
Whether subconsciously or consciously, you're learning.
Yeah. You want to marry your...
Like
no, that's...
Better.
He said you're learning all the time, and I'm like, yeah, that's true, because I'm like, every single time I'm like, I've learned that I can do better.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Better than the person before?
Every time.
But, okay. I was going to say, but... No. I agree with you. I was trying to go somewhere else, but then I answered my own question. But here it is. I was going to ask, do you... have you ever fallen into the trap of just dating better than your ex?
Everyone's always better.
Right, but I'm
it
saying
has
like
to be. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, but see, damn it,
Jay. Hey, yo, when you ask the question, bro,
you drive a cream shirt and long hair, and what the?
We actually do have.
Do I really shut it down? I'm just like,
yeah, you do. But here.
You make me feel dumb as fuck. But I ask the question.
I do a bad
ask
job.
Smarter questions, guys.
Sometimes I do a bad job delivering the question.
It's okay. Take your time.
All I'm trying to say. Where's my Kevin button? All I'm trying to say is because my wife and I had an episode about this, about don't date someone who's just better than your ex. Mm-hmm. Because if your ex is a two when you date a three, technically it's an upgrade.
It is.
But they're still a three.
We can't all be sixes.
Or
that's
tens.
True.
Yeah, you got to
Work your way there.
But sometimes the three offers you something, you know.
Adjustable three.
Adjustable three. Your summer school fine. You know what I mean? You're fine because there's just not that many.
But even then, as you grow, your taste changes. In the past, a three might have did it for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And not in just in looks. I just mean a three overall.
Personality.
Overall, totally. I mean, hey, look. And some people, they grow into a different type of person, like you were saying. You grow and you find different people attractive.
For different reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not always just a look thing anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Initially, that's what...
Well, it is to be posted before a year, though.
That's true. I mean, it counts.
According to Kevin.
I know. It does count. It matters. The algorithm's already fucked up.
Kevin,
we can't push it anymore because
so
if it gets like 100 likes
and ruthless,
it's coming. It's archived.
Yo, you are ruthless.
I don't even think I'm ruthless. I think I'm that friend though, for my friend.
And we all need a friend like you.
Yes,
we all need a ruthless cutthroat, a very black and white.
We all need that friend.
You're an accountability partner.
You are.
You are more than just a friend. You're an accountability partner.
Yeah, I'm the friend that's like, bitch, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah.
Is you?
Hey, but you also are a huge hype man.
All the time.
Wow.
You also will build somebody up.
I'm going to give you your props.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I will.
Exactly. Just not on the podcast for us, though. he's going to.
No.
Three episodes, zero hype man.
Right.
Just saying. It's all good.
Oh, my God.
Funny. You guys are funny.
Alright, so we decided to make this a full episode.
We definitely got the 20 minutes.
Yes, we did. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Yep. Like, subscribe, share, all that.
Nice. Yep.
You hung up with me like